From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Troy Record reports that Nassau Town Supervisor David Fleming is not pleased with the proposed remediation project after talking with officials from the EPA about contamination from the Dewey LaFell toxic landfill. The Valencia kiln, known as T-11A, flows from Rensselaer County south to Columbia County, eventually into the Hudson River. It has been contaminated from the Dewey LaFell toxic landfill in Nassau. The stream was remediated by NYSDEC more than 15 years ago, but current contamination in the stream in some areas is 100 to 1,000 parts per million. That's well above the 0.5 parts per million standard. The EPA will oversee the General Electric Company's excavating and disposing of PCB-contaminated soil and sediment. The company will also backfill the site and restore the habitat in the tributary. Fleming said in a press release, and I quote, "I am currently unimpressed with the scope of this remediation project as outlined by the EPA. The principal boundaries reviewed for remediation start at the 50-year flood limits. With Hurricane Irene and other storms, Nassau has declared states of emergency at least two times in the last several years with flood water exceeding 100-year flood stages. I remain unconvinced that the work as proposed will sufficiently clean this waterway. Without a comprehensive cleanup of this stream and full remediation of the toxic cocktail that is the LaFell landfill, agencies involved in the LaFell Superfund site appear to follow their usual actions of putting band-aids on bullet wounds," end quote. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the state comptroller recently conducted a risk assessment review of the Chatham Village finances, and village treasurer Barbara Henry has resigned. Village Mayor Tom Curran said of the comptroller's review that, and I quote, "they are going to make recommendations to see if we can do things better," end quote. Trustee Jay Ripple said at an August 9th village meeting that he contacted the Office of State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli because he was concerned with some of the village bookkeeping. The mayor and other board members would not comment at the meeting on Henry's resignation without their attorneys present. The board held a special meeting July 25th in executive session with no agenda posted. Chatham resident Stephen Piazza told the board at the meeting, and I quote, "I don't think the comptroller comes into a village and pokes around for a happy reason," end quote. But the board would not provide the public with any more information about the situation. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Eric Anderson is reporting in the Times Union that 2,600 jobs were added in the capital region over the past year, a 0.6% increase, manufacturing up 500 jobs or 1.9%, education and health services up 2,100 jobs or 2.3%, and accommodation and food services up 1,300 or 3.6% were the leading sectors. Food and beverage stores, administrative and support, and waste management and remediation services, and state government education all lost jobs. The state unemployment rate is at 4.3%, down from 4.5% in June and 4.7% a year ago. Unemployment is lower nationally at 3.9% in July. More local unemployment information will be announced August 21st. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that tourists are spending more money in Dutchess County, with visitor spending up 25% over the last 5 years, according to Mary Kay Verba, president of Dutchess Tourism Incorporated. Verba spoke to nearly 300 people at the monthly Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast in Poughkeepsie August 15. Dutchess County tourism brought in $601.5 million last year, an increase of 5.9% over 2016. Tourism is the fourth largest industry in the state, and in Dutchess County, 11,239 people work in the sector. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.